from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right. Here you go, City Limits. You'll like this. Over my shoulder here, I saw, you know, I have, you know, Fox or whatever on. Or maybe it's MLB. I don't know what it is. But it's one of these afternoon baseball shows, right? And it's hosted by, do you know who Brian Kenny is? That his name?
Oh, yes. Big baseball analytics guy.
Yeah, the analytics. And he's just a snarky, you know, snot nose, know-it-all, you know, smarter than everybody in the room. Wrote a book about all the things wrong with baseball based on his, you know, love of analytics and all that stuff. Okay, whatever. But he does bring up some interesting discussions. And, of course, today's guest is Rob Parker, who, I don't know if you've ever caught his act.
You don't like Rob Parker?
I
think he's interesting. He's fascinating. I mean, he's not afraid to tell you how it is.
He put it this way. He's a poor man, Stephen A. Smith.
That's fair.
Okay. He's mildly amusing at times, but he says some of the stupidest things. I'll tell you what. the one thing I was surprised he survived in media. Do you remember the Lions? Was it Schwartz? Was Jim Schwartz the Lions
Jim Schwartz.
Coach? And his son-in-law was the defensive coordinator?
I know there was a Rob Parker scandal at some point.
Well, I think it was Schwartz that he asked, you know, about the defense being so bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was, you know, Schwartz answered it, whatever, this is that. And then Rob Parker shot back at him, well, do you wish your daughter had married a better defensive coordinator?
Woo!
That was, I was surprised he survived that. But here's the question that they're debating right now, kicking it around. Are you ready?
Yes.
Would you rather have, for their entire career, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, or Clayton Kershaw?
I thought that's a good question.
I thought, well, that seems pretty simple to me, right? You know, I mean, that seems like it's something that you...
Who was the second name? Max Scherzer, Clayton Kershaw, and Justin Verlander?
Verlander, yeah.
You think it's a simple answer?
Well, I mean, I thought, it's got to be Clayton Kershaw, right? I mean,
I was thinking Kershaw, but I think I'm siding with Verlander. Multiple Cy Youngs. I think he threw a no-hitter. Kershaw threw a no-hitter, right?
Yeah.
Also, I mean, the success that he's having late in his career with the Astros, pitching into his 40s, Kershaw's battled a lot of injuries the last couple of years, but Kershaw at the same point has an MVP.
Right.
So, I mean, that trumps everything.
I would say this. I mean, I thought it was easy, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's between those two. And Scherzer, I mean, Scherzer's incredible. He no-hit the Pirates. He's won a World Series.
His numbers are pretty impressive, too. But here's what I'm going to tell you. And this probably would do it for me. Of the three, Verlander has been the best in the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Kershaw is known throughout baseball as somebody who has choked in the playoffs for years. Scherzer's been pretty good in the playoffs as well.
Right.
I mean, help Washington. And they're all World Series winners, too.
Right.
To their credit. Verlander, what, twice with Houston?
Right.
That first time when he was sent on the waiver trade and they won it, and then
Here's the thing I would tell you is that I look at their numbers, and like Kershaw's career numbers, his career ERA is ridiculous. If you think about it, 2.48. He's played for 17 seasons, and his ERA, his career ERA, is still under 2.5. But
Verlander's won an MVP, too. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Verlander, to me, is probably who I would go with. Because it has to matter that he performed in the playoffs. You know what I mean? That has to matter.
Well, it's a huge part. I mean, he's basically played another season based on the amount of time that he's played in the playoffs.
Right. Here's the other thing about Verlander that I love. I mean, love. Right? And quite frankly, Scherzer's the same way, but Verlander's even more. If you think about it, his second year, he went 186 innings. The next year, his third year, he went 201, 201, 240, 224, 251, 238, 218, 206. He had some injuries the one year. He went only went 133. And then the next 2 years, he went 227, 206. In 2019, he went 223 innings.
Yeah, as a 36-year-old.
Think about that.
251 innings, Paul. That was 13 years ago. Could you imagine anybody going 250 right now?
I'm just saying.
That's the point.
To me, I'm going with Verlander. I don't care. I mean, I know Kershaw has better numbers from the standpoint of his ERA and you know whatnot, but think about that.
Kershaw's 210 and 92 in his career.
Right.
A 695 winning percentage.
But, I mean, I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm just like, this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
2014, he was 21-3 with a 1.77 ERA in 198 innings. He struck out 239. He followed it up the next year with a 16-7 season in 232 innings. He struck out 301. I remember that season. That was the 98-win Pirates team. I mean, he was undoubtedly, for that stretch, the best pitcher in baseball from 11 to about 17, 18. He was the guy in the NL, and Verlander was the guy in the AL.
Yeah, I definitely would go with Verlander. If I had to rank, if you asked me, I would say Scherzer's third, Kershaw's second, Verlander's first. And I'm not necessarily saying, oh, well, Verlander, you know, his numbers are 100% better. But all I'm trying to say is, if I have to, you ask me who do I want for their entire career, which is the question, it's Verlander. It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be Verlander.
I mean, 36 years old, he pitched 220 innings or whatever it was.
Multiple championships. He also has the MVP. Both have a triple crown. He won Rookie of the Year. Just the longevity of his career. ALCS MVP.
Right.
I mean, that success isn't there for Kershaw. During that 2020 shortened season, I mean, are we going to count that the same as a 162-game season when you win it twice for Verlander? I don't think you should.
Right.
Now, Verlander didn't pitch in 2020 and then into 21 because of the Tommy John, but yeah, he has the better career and more longevity.
So that's an interesting discussion. That's why actually it's nice to have these, you know, the screens on behind us. You know what I mean? Because every so often you catch something like that. All right, coming up, we got Chris Peak. It's 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.